from 91 and 10 that you've given your angels for. 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, a shelter of refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus that we're covered. We are covered and we are protected. Precious, matchless name of Jesus. And it's done. Amen. As we come to the throne room, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. And we're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important. And we need our family units to stay whole. When families live together, they encounter all types of oppositions, all types of decisions, and all types of circumstances. Yes. But through prayer, God will bless our marriages and our family. So, Father, we come to you in the humble posture to your throne of grace and your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your son, Jesus. Oh, what a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and your majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love. And cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit, that we will have strength from one another. We pray that our houses, in the name of Jesus, will be havens of peace, that they'll be our personal getaways from the complexities of life. We pray that home will be a place in which we look forward to going. And we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit that's fighting our home, the spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, confusion, and division. We come against discord, inappropriate associations and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation, and they come against all hatred and unforgiveness. And every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit, we come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus. the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our family. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter, agreement, loyalty, and obedience, commitment, and release health and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, slip your presence in our homes so that we can have peace. We declare that our whole family shall walk in love and compassion, and that you'll give us internal peace in our marriages and among our children. Cover our children and give them insight and give them intellect and give them creative things to discover that their purpose and destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13 and 4 says marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6 and 1 through 4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the heroes and the real role models are right within our house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102 and 28, that the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for posterity. And we thank you that our families after this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favor in your protection and your grace is in our household. Satan, you can't have our house. It belongs to God. As for me and this house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, God, that it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come to the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, we need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with, you're the only power that can change this. Your son Jesus is the precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you. And we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone a God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most purest and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles and we're tired of chains. We're tired of faking and we're tired of the counterfeit smiles. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance so we can find out who we really are. For God, we can't know who we really are, bound, hurting, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt. But right now, God, pray that every place that we encounter, that we enter, that we reside, that we visit in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaviness, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear. God, we're tired of tormenting spirits, and we're tired of death and failure, guilt, shame, and generational curses, and the spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties and drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are, depressed and oppressed, dealing with past failures and past guilt and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation and we're fighting unforgiveness, and some days we're prideful. Some days we fight anxiety and stress. We're fighting lust and we're fighting poverty and we're fighting sin and brokenness. And some days we're just so empty. No one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart, and deep down inside we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today we need you to deliver us. Tired. We're tired and we need you to break the heaviness.
Yes.
Destroy it.
Praise God. Praise God. You are listening to God's Laborers Ministry this morning. For our ministry, this is praying time. Praise God. So we are coming to you live this morning, and we want to pray. This is what it's all about this morning, is prayer. God's Laborers is usually held every first Saturday in the home, but because of COVID, we are online. We pray for all the needs of the world as God has instructed us. Mothers that have lost their son to prison walls, gun violence, daughters, pregnancy, whatever it may be. Our goal is to reach out and let them know that they are loved no matter how battered, how broken, how torn, how hurt they may be. God cares, and so do we. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always take our communion before we go into prayer. So if you would like to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements ready, your bread, your wine, whatever you want to use. And let's go before the Lord and take our elements this morning. So you may get yourself ready now as I pray and enter us into prayer. Father God, thank you, oh God, for this time, God, that we can come before you, Lord God, in prayer, giving you honor and glory, oh God, for who you are to us and, God, who you will be. I thank you for every mother, every family that's represented on this line this morning, God. I pray, oh God, for the healing, oh God, as we just heard, in the home, God. We pray that every husband, every wife, every child, every family unit, oh God, come together, oh God, Father, where so many are scattered and brokenhearted, oh God. So many family units are broken, God. But God, we are coming before you, Father God. We are coming before you, God, because, Lord God, we know that no one can help us. No one, no one like you, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the love of God rule and reign in us and through us. We give you glory, Lord. We give you all the honor, Lord, where it rightfully belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for being our Father. Okay, all of you all that's on this morning, I am so glad to see you here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so excited what God's going to do. We got to come before God believing God is going to do the miraculous. I don't know what you might be wanting prayer for this morning, but praise God. We can believe God for the miraculous. Praise God. So I'm going to go over to 1 Corinthians. Sister Gloria Dean was supposed to be bringing the scripture this morning, but I don't see her. So I'm going to go over here to the communion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to read this scripture before we take communion. And praise God. And it reads as thus. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For the first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there was division among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper, for in eating everyone taketh before their own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. When ye have not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise the church of God and shame them that have not, what shall I say to you? What shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I have declared unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, remembrance of me. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And let every man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you that we can partake of this cup, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can partake of this bread, of your body, God, what you have shed for us, oh God. We thank you, God, that you didn't leave us out, God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that cleanses us, oh God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, you didn't forget us. You had us on your mind, God. And Lord, as we partake, God, we just give thanks for the healing, oh God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. So, okay, may you now take and partake of the bread. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. May we drink of the... Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us, God. Paid a great price for us, God. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the washing. Thank you, oh God, for the brokenness. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us and through us, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for everyone, God. If anybody's sick this morning, God, oh God, we pray healing, God, throughout their bodies right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. Our song this morning is, our theme song is, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Our communion song is, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white as snow. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our theme song always for the first of the month, that a man ought to always pray and not faint. That's Luke 18:1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our prayer targets are, as such, the virus, of course, all viruses that come. Nothing shall come our way this fall. We'll be healthy. The storm victims, that they be, everybody be provided for. It may take time. It may take long, but we're going to believe God for all them that are struggling with their homes, our president, our children, our families that pray for them. And our reference prayer scripture is a time to pray, coming out of Acts 3:1. And it says, Acts 3:1 says, praise God. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They went up to pray. The Jews had set times of prayer, but the clear teaching, which is an example of the New Testament, is that the believers are to be in the spirit of prayerfulness at all times. We ought to be praying. The word said we ought to be praying. We ought to pray and not faint. Don't give up. Our lives should be one long running conversation with the Father. How do you talk with the Father? Are you compensating with the Father daily? Do you set a certain time to talk to the Father? No. We as believers must come to the knowledge of God that we can pray at all times. We can walk praying. We can talk praying. We can sing in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer should be our way of life, to keep us from all the temptations, as the prayer said earlier. Praise God. So we're going to prepare to go to prayer. And I want you all, if you have a song, you may do a song and then a prayer. Praise God. And the first person we have this morning will be Ms. Sharon. And I want her to come in whatever way God wants to use her. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I just want to pray. Excuse me, because I have a cousin that have a tumor on the brain. And I just want to lift him up to God.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this ministry. Lord God, I ask you to bless Minister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless her ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her, Lord God. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one that's on this line. And making this line what it is today. Father God, I see the blessings one on the line in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for each and every one on the line. Father God, I lift my cousin up to you, Derek Mim, LaBoxer, sorry, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touching, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, healing for your blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you for blessing him, Lord God. Thank you for blessing his mom. Thank you for blessing his father in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need prayer in the spring time right now. Father God, I ask you to bless this city, bless this nation, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for blessing each and every one in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton, Lord God. Thank you for blessing him in the name of Jesus. Thank you for covenanting with your precious love in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for each and every one. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. We will continue
to
lift up Pastor Stratton in prayer. Praise God that total healing virtue go through his body. Amen. The next person ending in 8732, would you like to pray?
Good evening, everyone. Yes, this is Evangelist Shawanda. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Ms. Vivian. Thanking God this morning just for being God on our side. Thanking God for Pastor Vivian and her ministry. Hallelujah, that God allow her to have communion every first of the month. God is just so good for blessing us to meet one another the way we have by the Spirit of the living God, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. He drawed us together for his purpose and his plan. And so I would like to just lift up each and every one of us unto the Lord. Father, we just come before your throne this morning. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you because you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. Father, we know, God, that you know all about each and every one of us on this line because you created us. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, for everything you've always have done for us, everything that you are doing for us, and everything that you plan on doing for us and our families. I lift up each and every one family to you this morning. Oh, God, you know all about our family. And we pray for them, God, that those that are bound may be delivered in your name. Those that are sick may be healed in your name. God, those that are broken, hallelujah, that you will mend back together, oh, Father. Lord, we lift up those that are all around the globe, those that are hurting, God. Those, Lord God, that are lost, God. Those that are in need, God, of a home, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will provide for them and their children. We lift up, Father God, those that have mourned the loss of their loved ones, God. We pray for your divine healing, God. Oh, we pray for the marriages this morning on this line. We pray for the single women on this line. We pray for the grandmothers raising grandchildren on this line. We're crying out to you, God, for those that are behind prison walls this morning. Oh, God, while you have them back there, God, I ask you to save them. I ask you to deliver them. I ask you to change them for your glory, that you will even use them while they're incarcerated. In the name of the Lord Jesus, because we know that your Spirit is everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not limited to a building. Glory to God. And so, Father, whatever you're doing in this season, please include us in your blessing. Hallelujah. And we praise and magnify you for the blood. The blood, hallelujah, that never loses its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows.
Hey.
In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, oh God, that when the enemy see the blood, he have to pass on by. So we plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over the saints of God on this land and all around the world. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that against us in judgment will be condemned. For this is the heritage of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We decree and declare victory over every situation. We decree and declare prosperity over our lives in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing in our bodies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Out of our mouth flows the issues of life. And so, God, I thank you. Out of our hearts flows the issues of life. And so we thank you right now for your presence, for your anointing, for your joy, for your peace. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
for everything you have for us, oh God. Because whatever you do is well, and whatever you do is right. It's in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you have a praise song unto the Lord?
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Go
for it. It reaches to the highest mountain.
Come on. Holy Ghost.
And it
flows
to the lowest valley.
Glory. Let it flow.
I'm talking about the blood that gives us strength. From day to day, it will never lose. Hallelujah. It's power. Hallelujah. We're talking about the blood of Jesus this morning. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. I'm talking about the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. Hallelujah. It will never lose. It's power.
Amen.
Praise God.
The blood will never lose its power. Praise God. We have someone else from that 3725 ending. Praise God. Would you like to pray? 3725 ending. If not, we'll move on. Praise God. We don't want to pressure anyone to pray if they don't want to, but you have that privilege if you would like. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next we have Minister Bowman. Go forth. Prayer and praise. A praise and however God give it to you.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for communicating one more time with my beautiful family in Christ. I tell y'all
Amen.
Every day that Jesus you all, and I love you all too, and the love I have for you all will never, ever, ever fade away. And I just thank God what he's doing in my life and my family life. I just thank him how he's using my little baby brother in that prison and just letting him, you know, keep the faith that one day he will be home with his family, and it's just a matter of time. We're just waiting on a few more months, and he will be connected. It's 12 of us waiting on him. When he make it out, it'll be 13. And I just thank God that we had a faithful praying mom that didn't give up. And when she left this world, she said, she called us all together on her sickbed. She said, don't never give up on my baby, because my baby is coming home. I might not live to see it, but he's going to be connected back with you all. So y'all just keep on letting him know that God love him, encourage him day by day, that God love him and y'all love him, and keep on doing what y'all supposed to be doing. When I'm not here, just keep on keeping on, letting him know every day that God love him. So soon and very soon, he will be home with us. So I thank God.
Amen.
Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying here,
We are going to see the King. No more dying here. We are going to see the King. No more dying here. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. That's my desire every day. Desire to be in one of those mansions when my time to go home, when the Lord come. Amen.
Amen. Do you have a prayer?
Yes, I do. Lord, I come to you this morning just to tell you thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the loving and the kindness and the goodness that you put in my life, Lord God. I thank you for the strength, Lord God, that you give me every day, day by day. Lord, I just want to thank you for the beautiful love that you put in my life. I thank you for my daughter in Christ, Evangelist Shawanda Gidrick, Lord, that we met at a church, Lord God. And I just thank you, and we never disconnect. I thank God for my mothers in Christ that's on the call this morning. I thank God for Mother Vivian. I text her every day and say, Jesus, I'm sending lots of love, hugs, and kisses to you all. Good morning, my beautiful sunshine. I just thank God for all my sunshines that he put in my life. I thank God for Mother Vivian, Mother Paul, and Mother Clarita, and all the rest of you all. I just thank God for you all and your families that you keep on keeping on, and no hurt, harm, and dangers come before you all, and no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. And if you're sick and need healing, by God's stripes, we are healed. And I thank God for just healing everybody and just showing the love that come on these call lines. And I just give God the glory and the honor. And I lift up Pastor Vivian's son to you this morning, Lord God. Keep on strengthening him, Lord God. Don't let him get weary. Don't let him faint. Let him know that one day he will be home with his mother and his family. And I just thank God that she stayed connected with him and not disconnect, because that's what we got to show, love towards one another. If we don't have love, we just might have shut this line down. But when I got on these lines, I felt the love, and I thank God for the love, the love, the love. Amen. Love every one of you all.
Amen. All right. The next person is 9174. Would you like to sing a praise? Okay, that's a 985. If you would like to sing a prayer, it's your time. If not, we're going to move on to the next person.
That's my cousin Wendy. She's at work, but I'm going to pray for her son. He's had a bad dose of drugs and almost died this week. And I just thank God for stepping in and letting her know that everything's going to be all right.
Amen. Praise God. All right. The next person is Sister Gloria Dean. Would you come with a song and then pray?
Praise God. Hallelujah. He's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I may go that I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may brew, but stormy winds, praise God, will blow. But I'll tell the world, wherever I may go, that I will serve the Lord, because he's sweet, I know. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because, hallelujah, oh, my God, we know that he's sweet. Oh, Lord, he's sweet because he's a God of love, perfect love, that which he wants us to have, that perfect love. He's sweet, and we are his children, and he wants us to be sweet, sweet to one another, loving one another, and continuously keeping prayers going on with one another and in our hearts, praise God, that we may have that perfect love. And just thank you, Lord God, for everyone online, and Pastor Vivian, I thank God for her, that God has given her this time on each week to help out, bring people in, bring them in prayer and singing and hearing the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even now. How you're blessing families, God. How you're healing different ones in families, God. How you're bringing families together, Father, in one accord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because we know always something goes on in the family. All families go through something up all over the universe today, God. All the families. And we lift up all the families, Father God, that you keep all of us under the shadow of your wings, Father. Keep us all, God, under the shadow of your wings, God, and with the blood of Jesus over us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you continue to preserve us from all evil. All families, preserve us from all evil, God. The devil's business, stirred up strife. Stirred up strife, but thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that come forth in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because this is our spiritual heritage. As being saints of God and our righteousness, praise God, our righteousness, it is of God. And we thank you, Father. We love you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because God, you're sweet, and you're our Father, and we want to be sweet like you, Father. We want your nature, Father, not the nature of the devil. And we thank you, Father, your nature. And, Father God, I just want to lift up the President of the United States of America. Praise God. I pray, God, you say to pray for all that's in authority. Pray for all that's in authority. And our perfect love of God in us, we're going to love one another. We're not going to die one another. We're going to pray for one another. Love will cause us to do that. The love of God. Our Father is love. And you have the attributes of our Father, God. Praise God. I pray, God, as we come together in one accord, God, that you lift up, we lift up the President of the United States of America. Father God, that he will begin to know you, God. Salvation will come, Father. And that he will begin to know you, Father, because he's got to take care of the policies that's going on in the world today, God, what he has to do. And it's no playing inside of the White House or wherever he shall be. But we're asking, God, that you lay upon him, God, to seek your face while you may be found, to call upon you while you're near, Father, because it's necessary. We pray, Father God, that, and we know that like Solomon. He said he didn't pray for money, all these riches and all this. He prayed. He said, Lord, you don't understand. I've never been in over so many people. But he prayed that God would give him wisdom. When we prayed, our President of the United States of America will pray for wisdom. And but God, it takes time. He's got to know you, God. He's got to know you. He's got to have you in his heart, God. And he's got to do like Solomon, take care of the people. He's got to take care of the people here, Father. But God, he has to know you. He has to know you, God, to pardon all of his sins. He got to know you, Father. And we pray salvation for him. We pray, Father God, that he'll call upon you, Father God. We pray, God, that he'll seek your face, God, to know what's to put and come by to help with his policies and know what to do, God. But the only way he can do it, God, to know you and to call upon you, he has to know you, God. He has to know you, Father. And we pray, God, that he will know you. He will be saved of everything, the Holy Ghost, baptism, the Holy Ghost, the power of God within him, Father. That he have everything that God wants him to have, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that he have that love, which is very important. But, God, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for everyone. I thank you for every family, God. Thank you all over the world today. God, you created every family. You know the name of every family. We thank you, Lord, for the blood, and we plead the blood upon every family in the universe today. We love you, God. Halala kola iba. Ah, thank you, Father. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Praise God.
The next person we have is 4429, ending in 4429. Come forth.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vivian. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I'm on a different phone, and sometimes this phone doesn't work the best. That's the reason why I was asking. Good morning, Pastor
okay.
George, and to all the saints of God. This is Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo, and I thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit reminded me that Pastor Vivian has this First Saturday praise and prayer session, and I'm grateful to God for her for doing that. Thank the Lord that he blesses me to support her on Sunday nights, and it was in my heart to be present on this Saturday, and I thank the Holy Spirit for reminding me. I want to thank God for the prayers of and the also the sharing and encouragement that Pastor Bowman just gave, and also the minister before me, Minister Sadie, if I'm saying it correctly. Please forgive me if I'm not calling your name correctly. But just a few days ago, I was listening to, well, actually it was yesterday. So much has happened this week, and I have to stop and think when what happened. I was listening to Pastor Joseph Prince yesterday, and he shared that a rabbi, a wise rabbi, shared with him that when you read out loud, a quote out loud, Psalm 91, that blessings and healing is going to take place. And so I'm going to read Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His troops shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thou, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We thank God for his word and for the blessed hearers and doers of his word. And on yesterday, this song kept coming into my spirit on yesterday. I had not heard it in a long time, but I began to sing it because it was an encouragement to my soul. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You decided to abide in the praises of your people. And so we lift our hands, as we lift our voice, as we offer up this praise unto your name. We're going to welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. And so we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Father, I come to you this morning as a broken vessel this morning, Lord. Father, you're starting me on another journey of brokenness that I have never experienced before, Lord God, as it relates to my son, dear God. And Father, I wake up this morning recognizing, oh God, that once again, Father, that all things are going to work together for good according to your plan and to those who are called according to your purpose. And I know, Father, just like these women of God, and if there are any men of God that are called, that you have called me, dear God. And when we are called, Father, we have to accept the plan that you have given us, even if it hurts, even if it causes us pain, dear God. Because at the end of the pain, at the end of the hurt, there is joy and there is blessings bountiful that only you know about that you shall provide to your people. Father, I stand in agreement with the prayer that Minister Gady just shared concerning our president. I do know that he does know the Lord. Even though he's Catholic, we have our Catholic brothers and sisters that know God. But like she said, he needs to hear you, your voice, even more so. Help him to be able to call out to you, dear God. Help him to be able to call on the ministers, the called out preachers and teachers and ministers that you have called that have your heart to labor for him. Because even this morning as he's sharing the news of the bill that's passed, it's going to open up so many jobs for so many people, and it's going to help to build bridges and roads that would better able the people to travel, Lord God. There are so many evil things I saw being said against this man. And the only thing that's going to help him and allow him to flourish is you, Father God. And so, Father, we say, forgive them, for they know not what they do, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, cause him like you did with me and every person on this line when they thought, oh God, that we would be at the last point of what it is that life would bring to us. You raised up a standard, Lord, for us to keep on going and to let our enemies see the blessings that you have on our life and to know that you, the Lord, have our backs. And they can only say, oh, but they must have God in their lives. Let it be so for our president and his wife and his cabinet and his and the Congress that supports him, dear God. Turn around the hearts of those, Father, that speak so evil over this man who lost his wife and his daughter years ago in a tragic accident. And he had to help raise his two sons until he married Dr. Jill, Lord God, coming home from Washington on the train so he could eat dinner with the two little boys. Father, too quickly we forget. Too quickly, oh, Father, we lose, as my sister said, compassion for others, Lord God. And so, Father, we pray for him. Just because he's 79 years old, I'm a witness. We got sisters I'm connected with that's 80 in their 80s that are much stronger than me. And so, and a lot of the people younger than they are that I want to be like, Father. Oh, Father. We cry out to you today. We cry out for our sons. We cry out for our daughters on today, Lord God. And, oh, Father, the situation that my son is in right now, dear God, I just ask that you just, and I thank you by faith for giving him favor. But not only that, let him have this time to concentrate on his ways and his choices when his mother and others, pastors, have told him, James, turn around to what it is that you know how you've been raised, and turn around totally to God. And so, Father, I thank you that this morning, that even despite the pain I experienced this week, dear God, that this morning I'm at a road in my life where I know, God, that you're going to work on him. If he only opened up his heart to receive you, let go of the anger, let go of the bitterness. I know his daddy was not doing for him what he should do. Don't even call him. Don't even try to reach out to him. He got his daddy's name. He's a junior. What man would disrespect his son and stay away from him and his grandson that has his name? Only one that the enemy has eaten up in the inside. But we call out James Sr. today. We call him out too, that he will hear your voice, Lord, and he will turn around, that he will repent, and he will reach out to his firstborn son with his name, and he will begin to cry out for forgiveness and repentance. And Lord God, I pray for each and every mother, every saint on this line, Father, who has a son or a daughter or a brother or a sister, as Minister Bowman had said. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers like Minister Bowman's mother that said, don't give up. It reminded me, don't give up on my son. For Pastor George's son, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you today, Father. We thank you that we have a father that we can call out to and that we know will give us the peace that surpasses understanding and the understanding to know that you're working it out for them and that they will be in you. They will be in Christ Jesus. And we thank you today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Gwen, that was Sister Gloria Dean Shallow that prayed that prayer that you're talking about. Thank
all right,
you.
And thank you, Minister Gloria Dean, for being understanding. This phone I'm using, I don't hear too well on it. I need to replace it, and so I'm so sorry, but I've heard you many times, and you are just such a awesome, awesome anointed woman of God. Thank God for you, ma'am, and I love you all.
Praise God, praise God. At this time, before I go forth further in prayer, is there any personal prayers that anybody needs right now? Do go forth, press 1, and I'll see you. We will pray for you personally. If not, I will continue in prayer. Do anybody have any personal prayers they need prayer for right now? Praise God. Maybe for yourself or?
Yes,
yes,
Pastor, I do for strength as a mother. Like never before, I need to grow in the next level that God has taken me in as a mother, as a grandmother, as a daughter. And I want to lift my mother up this morning, Claudette Scott Dillon Barnes. My father died that she was married to when he was 49 years old, and Barnes was my stepfather's last name, who he's gone on to be with the Lord. So I want to lift her up, and that she totally surrendered to God, too. I have to say that for my mom, because the word, she knows God, but there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ways there are the ways of destruction, and this bitterness has to go. This curse of bitterness over our family, I declare and I decree, in the name of Jesus, it will not go further anymore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. Amen.
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Vivian?
Yes, baby. Yes, baby.
Okay. I pressed the 1, but it didn't do no good, but I'm glad you can hear me.
Oh, okay.
I have a prayer request. My daughter had surgery when she was 12 for scoliosis. She has a rod in her spine. And recently, she has been to the point where it's hard for her to stand for about 10, 15 minutes. And she be in so much pain in her back and her leg. I need prayer for my daughter. And because this condition has really taken a toll on her body, scoliosis. And I also need prayer for that God will get a hold of my son as well, and that he returned back to his raising. Both of them were filled with the Holy Ghost at an early age and baptized in Jesus' name and was faithful in the church when they were children. And so I'm just asking for prayer for my son also. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Anybody else?
Yes, Pastor Vivian. This is Minister Richardson. I need prayer for my cousin Sharon. I need prayer for my cousin Sharon. I need prayer for my cousin Annette. And I need prayer for my sister Linda.
Okay. And anybody else? Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray my to thee, Lord, love him. I know if thou wilt thyself from me, oh, of a shell I go.
God, everyone that's on here this morning, God, we are crying out to you this morning, crying out, Father, you have given us that authority, Lord God. The call upon the name of Jesus. And Father, by your grace, God, oh Lord God, oh, by your grace, God, you cover all of our sins. So we ask in you, Lord God, to cover us in you, oh God, from everything, oh God, that's trying to pull us and sway us from going forth, God, in you, God. Lord, I pray for Minister Gwen this morning, God. I pray, oh God, for that son this morning, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you forgive him, God. Father, I pray that he'll find himself, oh God. I pray, God, that what touching for God is all in you, God. Because you will take away everything, oh God, that's binding. Everything, oh God, that's holding him back, God. Every snare, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Set him free. Set him free. We believe you can do anything but fail today, God. Set this son free, God. And, oh, Father, I know, God, you know the mother, God. She's a mother. She brought, oh, God, oh, brought Minister Gwen into this world. God, you know her mother, God, by the name. God, help her, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I lift up every prayer request Minister Gwen brings before you every morning, God. God, I know you hear. Oh, you're not, oh, my God. God, you're not hard of hearing, God. Yes, Lord God. I know, God, that you have heard, oh, God. Now, just, God, let her rest in you, God. And, oh, God, Father, God, those cousins, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, in your name, oh, God. Touch, oh, God, this morning, oh, God. Lord, you told us that we can send your word. Hallelujah. And, Lord, they will be healed. Oh, God, draw that mother close to you, God. Give her a divine visitation of your spirit. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for Minister Sharon, both of her cousins, oh, God.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that you would touch them. That sister, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Liz, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them and draw them close to you, each one name by name, God. God, you have allowed these people to be here, oh God, for this length of time, for a purpose and a reason. Father God, may they find a purpose in you. May the plan be made, oh God, true to them, oh God. Father, I pray for Sister Shawanda's daughter, oh God, from that scoliosis, oh God, that she be made whole, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that son, God, oh Father God, oh in the name of Jesus, God, we are bringing these mothers, God, that you have allowed to birth, bring forth the birth, oh God. Let them know that they are still highly favored of you, oh God. Let Sister Gloria Dean know that she's still highly favored of you, because your love makes them highly favored. Your love, oh God, is so deep, God. Your love, oh God, will never fail them, oh God. Pray for Sister Wendy, God. Keep her, oh God, on that job. Oh, the blood of Jesus over her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, the blood of Jesus over Sister Bowman, oh God, as she perseveres every day, God, no matter what may come her way, oh God. Lord God, she's strong in the power of your might, oh God, and she will let nothing separate her. Oh, God, thank you for she prays for that brother, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. No love, no love, no love, no love. It's like your love, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we lift up every mother, oh God, that have a son or daughter that have made mistakes, that have landed them. All these, oh God, that we have on God's favorite list that we lift up every morning to you, God. Oh, Father, lift them up to you, Father. Lord God, oh, Father God, that son, that daughter, God, that's behind prison walls, God. Lord God, we know that, as I heard my sister say, you know where they are. You know what they need at this time. Draw them by your spirit, oh, God. Father God, cause them to turn to you. Help them to lay it all on the altar, God. Lord, if they don't know, we pray that the word, oh, God, will go forth in their lives, oh God, and touch them, oh God, by your spirit, oh God. Father, every son, every mother, every daughter that we have on this list, oh God, Lord, touch them this morning, oh God. Father God, that they are turned to you with their whole heart. My son, Sister Gloria Dean, oh God, Father God, we have many, we have ladies, oh God, Father, that's behind prison walls, oh God, that's on our list, oh God, that needs prayer, oh God. Father, oh gracious, they have made mistakes, oh God, which we all have, oh God. Touch them, oh God, and help them to come to you, to turn it all over. Where it seems dim, oh God, you can reach behind the prison walls, oh God. Your arms is not too short, oh God. Oh, God, Father God, that you can reach down and touch them and draw them close to you. Those are being delivered out of prison, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, because we have one to be coming out in January or February, God. Lord God, thank you for turning things around for them, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you do it, God. Keep them from all the rhetoric that's going on, that they won't get in trouble, those that are being, oh, God, released, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you give the mother strength, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You build her up, oh, God. Yes, Lord, you are building, oh, God, all of our mothers this morning, oh, God. You're building them with strength to stand in the midst of trials and tribulations, God. Oh, God, because you said we would have them, oh, God.
oh, Father. So, Lord, you make us strong. You make us strong in the power of your might, God. Yes, Lord, God. And, Lord, we say yes to you, God, because we know what you're doing, God. We say yes, God, do it, God. We say yes, God, we're going to depend upon you, God. Yes, Lord, we're going to bring it all to the altar to you, God. Yes, Lord, we're going to praise you in the midst of it, God. Yes, Lord, God. Oh, yes, Lord, God. In every way, God, Father God, we know, God, we get the joy, God, when we say yes to you, God. We get the joy of knowing, God, Father God, you can do it, God. So we pray that their hearts be, oh God, warm to you, oh God. Yes, Lord God, Father God. Lord, we come against, oh God, yes, this virus, oh God. We come against every virus, oh God. Oh God, that may try it, oh God, come up on us in the following days, oh God, because they said, oh, yes, more is coming, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling in the name of Jesus. No harm, hallelujah, shall come nigh our dwelling. So we command everybody, whether it's the flu, we command you to go into the abyss. Because the word has said so. And God, we trust in your word. God, we believe upon your word. God, we stand up on your word. Because your word is forever settled in heaven, God. And Lord God, if we don't trust in nothing else, God, we can trust in your word, God. Oh, God, thank you. Your word is a strong tower. It is a lamp to our feet, God. Yes, Lord God. And we say yes to your word, God. Thank you, Father, oh, God, for wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding for these that's on here this morning, God. Oh, God, that they are understanding. Oh, God, we'll be enlightened. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for every storm victim this morning, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, where it may look dim, oh, God, where things don't seem as though it's going to work out, God. God, you know what was going to happen before it happened, God. So, Father God, we are believing you right now, God. Oh, God, that every storm victim, God, they're going to be taken care of, God. Help them not to worry, because you said don't worry. God, we don't want worry in our way. I think I heard somebody say it. We won't worry, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, but we'll trust, God. Oh, God, we won't worry, God, but we'll believe, oh, God. Oh, God, for children, for the storm, oh, God, victims, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some may have lost everything, but I know, God, when Job lost everything, you gave him back more and better than what he had, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, let them persevere, oh, God. Let them stand firm. Let them know that their feet, oh, God, is planted on a solid foundation. Oh, God, that they won't turn back. Oh, God, oh, Father, God, that they, while they are trying to work and find out ways, God, Lord God, your footsteps are ordered by you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, whatever trial they have to go through, oh, God, to get their houses built or get another one, God. God, you're making a way. Give them joy. Give them joy. Give them joy. Oh, God, in the midst of, oh, God, oh, Father, to be you, God, giving them joy in the midst of the situation, God. Oh, praise your name, God. Praise your name, oh, God. Oh, gracious are you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for families, oh, God, will come together for the Thanksgiving season, oh, God. Oh, Father, so many families are broken. Even mine, they saying they don't want to come together no more. Oh, the devil is a liar. This has been a time when we have gathered. Many families don't want to gather with their elderly. That's a lying demon. That's the attack of Satan. Oh, to try to depress, oppress, devil, use a liar. We will not. We will call forth our children. We will call forth our loved ones. We will gather, oh, God, and love one another in the midst of a, oh, God, pandemic. Devil, you think that you have all your way. No, no, we don't give over to you. We don't give our families over to you. We don't, oh, Father, God, I know in your word, God, Father, God, yes, God, You created families, God. Oh, God, when Adam and Eve was alone, God, you said, let them go and bear forth children. You said children are like, should be like olive juice around the table. God, you created families and you sent them out, God, as I look in your word, God. You sent them out, God. And, Lord, they prospered. They prospered. Oh, God, you, I heard them say, our house divided against itself cannot stand. Oh, Father God, so, Lord, oh, Father God, we pray. We pray for our homes, oh, God. Lord God, we'll be well watered, oh, God, with your word, oh, God. We pray that our home, oh, God, will be well fed, oh, God, with families, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, that the word of God will reign in our midst, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, oh, God, that what we used to be, it is no more. It is even a fresh and a new in you, God. Thank you, God, for the renewing, oh, God, of our strength. Thank you, Father God, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you. Thank you for creating us, oh, God, in your own image, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, for more than enough. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you, Father God, we lift you up, oh, God. Oh, you are awesome and you are mighty. Oh, you are mighty, God. You are mighty, God, oh, Father God. Lord, we lift up every prayer target, oh, God, that's on our list today, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, for life and more abundant life. We come against every drug spirit right now in the name of Jesus. All those that are on drugs, oh, God, we pray for deliverance off our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Devil use a lie for trying to steal them to drugs in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. They shall walk in the admonition of you. They shall know your word, Father God, and then they may, or they may stray, but they will have to come back. All those that have, oh, God, turned to drugs, oh, God, in the name of, oh, we curse every drug lord in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, that which the devil is meant for bad, God, turn it around for good, God, in your own timing, God. We willing to wait. We willing to wait, God. We willing to wait on you, God. Hallelujah, Father God. And Lord, that daughter that went out and got pregnant last night, God. Oh, God, help her, oh, God, not to feel so sad, God. Oh, God, but to run to you, God, and find peace in you, Lord God. Help her not to let the devil, oh, God, saturate her mind to go and abort, oh, God. Oh, Father God, but come with honesty, oh, God, before you, God, and say, Lord, I have sinned. And God, help her and strengthen her, oh, God, to be the mother, God, you, oh, God, destined her to be. Help her to turn from sin, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and live a life, oh, God, that is fulfilling, oh, God, in you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we are praying, oh, Father God, today, God, every son, oh, God, Father God, every son everywhere, God, the Father God, that does not obey, oh, God, what you have called a man to be. Today is the day, God, he will turn to you. He will find his rightful place. And, God, a son who loves his mother, who respects, oh, Jesus looked down and told John, oh, to take care of my mother. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we are praying, oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that son, oh, God, that is astray, oh, God, that son that is wandering, that son that may be on drugs, that son that, oh, God, don't show the love, that son, oh, God, that is away, that son, wherever they may be, oh, God, deliver them from this Philistine, oh, God, that's holding them bound in the name of Jesus. And that, oh, God, that thing shall be released from them, oh, God. Because Paul said, oh, there's snares. And there are things that will try to hold them. Hold them captive. Release them from captivity.
that they can be free in you, Lord. Oh, God, and praise you, Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. All over this world, God, we have the poor. God, you told us not to forget the poor. God, we lift up the poor to you right now, God. Yes, Lord, God, you love them, oh, God, because you don't have no respect to person. I pray for every hand that, God, that gives out to the poor, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the poor will be fed, the poor will be provided for, the poor, oh God, will rejoice in you no matter what state they are in, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for giving them covering, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you're keeping them, oh God, in the midst of, oh God, no matter where they are. They might be in Africa. You allow them to be born there for a purpose and a reason. For us to love, for us to reach out, for us to pray one for another. God, oh God, we do pray for those, oh God, in foreign countries all around. Those that, oh God, Father God, that are in a pandemic, oh God. Those, oh God, Father God, that in war-torn countries, oh God, like Afghanistan, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't know what it's like, God, but you told us to pray. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh God, you allowed us not to be in it, God, but we should not get selfish and not pray, so we won't, God. So we let our hearts reach out, oh God, to all the countries around the world, oh God, that be going through needs and going through problems and trials, oh God. Father, keep them from the enemy. Every Taliban, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every occult, we curse it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every suicidal tendency, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. Every, oh God, Father God, one that tries to steal our children, oh God, and put them into, oh Father God, oh Father, keep them from being stolen, keep them from violence, oh Father God, keep them, oh God, Father God, Lord God, that they would turn from the life of the streets, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, keep them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, keep them, oh, Father God, by your power, your mighty power, not just your power, but you are mighty. You are mighty in all your ways, and we worship you. We adore you, oh, Father God. Now, God, as we, oh, God, Father God, leave from this place, but we'll keep on praying. We'll keep on praying. We'll keep on worshiping you, God. We'll keep on singing unto you, God, as we go along each day, God. Lord God, all during the day, God, we want to keep our mind, oh God, up on you. Oh, when I woke up this morning, my mind was on you. And God, we're going to praise you no matter what the devil may say. God, we're going to praise you in the midst of that this day. Oh, God, Father God, we're going to believe you for God, for all and many blessings, God, that, oh, God, you're going to shout things that we know not of. We are believing you, God, to just open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, oh, God, upon us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for Minister Bowman. I thank you, oh God, for Minister Sharon. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Shawanda. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Glory Dean. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Wendy. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Gwen, oh God, and all those that I don't know, God. Lord, they are your children, God. They have been called out, set aside, and set apart for your glory, God. And I thank you, God, for what you have done and what you're going to do in their lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Does amen. Anybody else have anything else to say? Praise amen. God. Before I'm going to let Sister Shawanda sing. I'm going to let Sister, anybody else have anything else to say before I let Sister Shawanda sing? All right.
That was Sister
Shawanda.
That was Sister Gwen.
Sister
that was
Gwen
me earlier,
Sister
Minister Bowman. Yes, ma'am.
We're just going to lift one another up and just pray for each one of us family and everybody else's family. We're just going to keep one another in prayer. Amen. Love you.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Go forth, Minister. Go forth, Minister.
Praise God. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. When my back was against the wall, and it looks as if it was over, oh,
on,
you, you made a way. And we're on the prayer line only because you made a way. Because you moved mountains and you caused walls to fall with all power and with all miracles. And there is nothing, nothing impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way.
Yeah.
When our back was against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, oh, you, you made a way. And we're on this prayer line only because you made a way. Because you move mountains and you cause walls to fall with all power and with all miracles. There is nothing, nothing impossible. We're on the prayer line only because you made
a way. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we're going to continue to stand. You're going to help us to stand, dear God. Father, we know in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us or our family members, our loved ones shall prosper.
Thank you,
Father,
thank
for
you,
Pastor Georgia this morning for being so faithful to continue this ministry line and have it on a Saturday morning for mothers, for daughters, for sisters like me, Father, for brothers, oh God. Father, we call out, oh God, even those whose names that you know, Father, that we don't know, Father, who are hurting this morning and in pain, God, give them peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, we just give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory.
All the honor.
Lord God, thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Bless you, y'all. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
All right.
Love you all.
Amen. Everybody, have a blessed day.
My God.
Okay, that's, I hear mother. Great. Bless you, honey.
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all have a blessed day. Love you all.
All right. Love you.